This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to FMLUs. I'm Alon.
This is guest.
Producer.
In this episode, we'll dip our balls into the wild card pot, cover our teams and matchups to take advantage of, and finally pick some captains and clean sheets. Quick shout out to league leader, still league leader. Another shout out to the god of Euro fantasy, young Henry, aka FPL Junior, the legend. Dude, this kid, I can't even tell you, he's like 12 years old. He emails us like every day. He's a little edge. Love him.
Blowing up his spot.
What?
You're blowing up his spot.
Dude, everyone knows him now. He was number one in the world.
That's true.
After like Match Day 2, I saw him tweeting. He's like, thanks. I got like 600 followers today. Thanks, everyone. I was like, what? Because everyone's just like, what? Okay, opening question. Other than fantasy footy, if you guys had a podcast, what would it be about? Like, what are you like an expert on that you could talk about at length with regularity?
Who's going first?
I don't know. One of you guys.
You go ahead, produce.
Hard to say. I mean, my expertise would be music related, but pods about sports is all I listen to, pretty much.
Yeah, that's
so
tricky.
If it wasn't fantasy, it would be just like actual footy.
Just football weekly.
Yeah, basically football weekly, but about like EPL and American soccer and that kind of shit.
Dude, you could start like a hardcore AV pod just about like gear sluts.
So boring. I'm just so not into that.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I was in this room the other day and the reverberating rate was fucking wet. That's the lingo, right?
Yeah, it was fucking wet.
Totally. All right, guest, hit me.
I don't even think you guys know this about me, but I would probably be able to do a pod about like WWE.
Oh my god, amazing.
I'm not like super hardcore, but me and Shane have been like dipping back into it. Like we were a childhood, like way into it, and we've been kind of dipping back into it in the last year. And it's just so fun to talk about, even if we're not like watching every minute of it, that I would just have a blast having a wrestling pod.
FML, WWE.
Yep.
Fucking, so who was your guy, like when you were young, who was like your favorite bro?
Oh, I mean, like, I think it's pretty universal for little kids to be into like the good guy or like the baby face.
Right.
But it's totally different when you come back to it.
But so who was that when you were young, though?
Oh, like, I mean, when I was a little kid, it was like, I grew up on Hulk Hogan, right? Like early 90s, even late 80s. So I had the little, like,
was that like Shawn Michaels era?
No, that's a little later. So then, like, after Hogan era, like, after the, you know, take your vitamins, say your prayers, all that shit, the next kind of, like, dude that little kids were into was Bret Hart.
The heartthrob.
Yeah, so like my AOL password when I was a kid was Bret Hart for years.
Oh my god. Wait, is he related to Owen Hart?
Yeah,
they're brothers.
And Owen Hart's who died, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was watching that event. I remember that.
Oh yeah, legendary.
Amazing death.
Dude, Mankind.
Mankind was my guy.
He's the fucking man.
Oh man.
Mankind was the fucking best.
He just destroyed himself, like more so than anyone.
Yeah, I love
Do you guys remember when he split off into two other characters? Yeah. He was like simultaneously
Cactus Jack
three dudes.
And whatever.
And Dude Love.
Dude Love.
Dude, I would listen to this pod. I'm not even fucking kidding right now.
I'm down.
Dude, but you guys should hang on Monday nights.
No, I want you to fucking pod on Monday nights so we can all listen to WWE.
It's a saturated market.
On that note, I got to shout out that Twitter. What's that Twitter name?
Oh, WWFPL or something like that?
Yeah, it's the WWFPL. Dude is an absolute legend. I know he listens to the pod. Every single tweet of his is like WWF version of fantasy soccer. That's the only way I could put it.
Yeah, true ledge. And I think he shouted me out the last time I guested, so... I feel a strong connection to that.
There's a strong connection. It could fucking be Shane. It could be your roommate without you even knowing. Okay. All right, let's move on. So let's talk about our teams first, and then we'll do like a sponsor, and then we'll do just banter. So I don't know, Nate, you want to start us off? How'd you do this past week? How did you do overall?
Up until this last match week or round, I was doing horribly. I was about to like stop paying attention. It was just, my draft was just so bad.
Yeah.
Everything pretty much went wrong.
You had the two missed penalties. I remember that.
Yeah. Dude.
That's just like
two
insane.
Of my, yeah, was it Ramos and Ronaldo, like back to back weeks missed pens.
Yeah.
Well, Ramos was this last week, but yeah, before I was at 109K. And this week was my first good week. I got 68 points.
Yes.
Mostly because I kept faith in Ronaldo.
Yeah, and you capped him, right?
Yeah, I kind of had. Yeah, I capped him.
You had to.
Yeah, I had to keep him and I had to cap him. It was like,
yeah,
I can't, you know, I wanted him off my team instantly after the week before. But
yeah.
Yeah, but after that Iceland game, the writing was on the wall. Like, he had hat trick written all over him.
Yeah, he's just so good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like someone else tweeted at me, like, I think it was like Dunce Magnet, one of their Twitter legends. He was just like, of course, the week I get rid of him, he like goes on a tear.
Yeah, but he's not a normal human.
Exactly.
It's
I was
not
like,
fucking Giroud or like.
It's called regression Mane. To the mean. Yeah. He's going to like, he scored over 50 goals every season for like a decade.
Yeah,
like
this is an outlier.
He keeps taking 10 shots a game, he's going to score goals.
Those are games where he scores 4 goals in Spain.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He did, basically. And I was, what did I get? 68 points, and now I'm at 49K.
Oh, so that's my God. Doubled my huge jump. 60K rise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll get you back into the game right there.
So now I'm interested again.
Now you're back. Welcome back.
Yeah, and I just did my first draft.
All right, we'll get there. Wild card fucking tit fest.
Yeah.
Jason, where are you at?
I had a pretty poor week. You know, I'm gonna quickly backtrack and talk about my really bad week because things changed so quickly for me. I was doing really well. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't even remember what I was in the FML FPL league. I think I was like 8th at my peak.
Yeah, you were really like high. Yeah.
Way up there. And then I've been like pretty good about doing my subs every day. Actually, I've been really good except for one day. I just slept through the early game. I thought I set my subs the night before, but I didn't. Like, I just fucked it and I left 15 points on the bench. And ever since then, I just had to like go numb. Like, I couldn't think about it too much because it just like, I was so pissed off. I had to like repress all my emotions. So
I'm looking at it now. You left Vita in, who had a -1.
Yeah, Vita had a -1, and I left Ulmer.
You had a Siggy 7 on the bench, and then Kozacic had a 2, and you had Ulmer with an 8. So yeah, yep. It's just a nightmare.
Fucking brutal. So that was the second week.
Yeah.
Week or whatever. So game week 3, I like detached a little bit emotionally, and then I made 2 stupid subs. I brought in Lukaku and who the fuck did
Sturridge.
I bring in? Sturridge, yeah. Which I don't know, man. Sturridge looked so good on that. Like,
he looked so
appearance.
Good. Yeah.
I just thought it was like a done deal. Like, he was gonna fucking destroy, and then stalemate.
Yeah, 0-0. Disappointing. 0-0.
Yeah, so that just fucked me. But like, Lukaku,
I don't think they were bad picks,
match.
Though. You know, you just they didn't hit this week. That doesn't mean it was a bad pick. It's like,
and they both looked lively and good.
Yeah, like Lukaku was clean through for Belgium like three times, and he just didn't finish. Like usually those are goals.
Yeah. So
what's your rank?
I got like, my rank is. Hold on, I just moved away from the page. My rank in like global is 31,642.
That's solid, yeah.
I mean, I just every time I look at the league tables, I just add 15 points to my score and think of where
so
I could
much
be.
Higher, yeah.
There's just no getting back to that. So I'm just perpetually depressed about this game now.
Yeah.
That's
damn.
Very dark.
Yeah, and then I'm 112 in the FML FPL league.
Not bad, dude. Not bad.
Yeah, actually, if I had those points back, I would have been 1 point below you guys. I mean, you and Walsh.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, me and Walsh. Yeah, we're doing pretty well right now. We're 41st in FMLFPL and 5K global. Walsh is not on the pod because his dog ate through, like, the electrical wires or something to his like cable, so like he has no TV, internet, or phone in his house, so he can't pod. But anyway, we're still titting, and he's gonna listen tomorrow. We're at 178. We had 55 points this week, which was okay. The Ronaldo final day dropped us like three and a half K or something, so not good, but not that bad. We're still like ranked pretty high, and we haven't used our wild card yet, which feels great. But it was Captain Bale, more of the same, Perisic, bunch of cleans at the back. Mueller finally got a return, even though he should have had a fucking goal. That's basically it. But
do you know if anyone like successfully? Because I know a lot of people were using their wild card between match day 2 and 3, and like. People thought that was going to be some like brilliant thing, and then lineups were so fucked. Like,
so
do you know if
fucked.
Anyone actually came out ahead doing that?
I feel like a bunch of people did, only buoyed by the fact that they like the two first names in my team sheet. If I were wildcarding, probably would have been Bale and Ronaldo, and like just off the back of that, you'd assume that those people had pretty good weeks, even if they had like a blank or two, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm really, in hindsight, I really feel like we all made the right move and didn't use our wild card. Just the lineups were so fucked. Just so much rest and shit. And going into next round, obviously, everyone's on wild card. And then to be able to use it again after and just concentrate on this one week of matches, it just, we can load up on, like, the lopsided teams and just feel great about it.
Yeah, I feel so free just like getting
it's
three
so
Wales
free.
Players and not worrying about two rounds from now.
Yeah, exactly, because like more than two rounds from now worrying about who a team might play, it's just risky in general to get three players in case the team gets knocked out, because then you're totally fucked if you don't have wild card. So like it really limits how much you could load up on any team, even if it's like France or Germany, you know, anything could happen. But let's move on. I'm going to do a quick sponsor, and then let's just go banter.
All right. I was going to say, if you want the sponsors to sound like more separate, you could send like scripts to me, and I could record them and like do weird shit to my voice.
And you also have an amazing voice.
Yeah, and I can do the like fake movie trailer guy voice too.
Can we hear that right now? Just say something.
I don't know. Tell me. Give me something to say.
I don't know. Just say like Gareth Bale and Wales looking to move on in Euro 2016.
The problem would be not laughing.
Yeah, you got this. Go for it. I'm not even.
I had
listening.
It like 2 seconds ago.
No, yeah, go ahead. Take your headphones off.
Gareth Bale and Wales looking to move on to the round 16. I can get closer to the mic and give it a
deeper
voice.
I think
voice.
I'm just going to use this Bale. As the sponsor. I'm not even fucking kidding, dude. That is amazing.
No, just send something to me.
Say it. Give me. I want another.
But I should. No, dude. Just send. See, like, just tell me what to say, and I'll record it. And
say like
reverb
Giacarini
on it
and the Azzurri take on Spain.
Giacarini and the Azzurri.
Like, yeah, that's good. This is gonna be cool. Yeah, I like that feature. Maybe we'll do it next time.
Because like Walsh's are really funny, but he kind of mumbles them.
Yeah, and I mumble.
He's like,
too,
do you ever like want to go to the barber, and then it's like Rooney's barbershop. He sounds like he wants to die every time.
Yeah, he does. He does almost as much as he sounds like he wants to die when he says, "This is Walsh." Or I'm Walsh at the beginning of every fucking pod.
I know, like, it's so key to the pod.
The last one was great.
Like, it's Walsh.
And he just said Walsh.
Walsh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's totally self aware about it, right? Like he knows that's what makes it great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. All right. You guys ready to fucking dance?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this. Good sponsor. Great sponsor.
Nate with the fucking vocoder.
Oh, that was me?
IRL vocoder. Okay, so this is gonna be a crazy pod. It'll be hectic because we're all on wildcard, just going insane. So I don't know. Let's maybe just do it like back to front, and we can kind of talk about like what goalies we like, then what defenders we like, and so on and so forth. So I don't know, what goalies do you guys have in right now in your current tinkers?
Guest,
I've got a big Wayne Hennessy, and I wouldn't do justice to the Icelandic keeper's name. So
give it a shot, give it a go.
Is it Halldórsson?
Yeah, I think it's Halldórsson, but you could also say Dick Fuxen for any Icelandic player. And
Oh, right, totally fair.
As long as you're captain.
Yeah, as long as you're captain. I mean, Dick Fuxen is nailed, so. Let's. I actually have the same keepers, which is funny. Wow. So I don't know.
Yeah,
Nate,
I kind of copied you guys on that.
Similar, if Hennessy and Hart.
Yeah, I mean Hennessy and Hart. I feel like is like the power couple that is going to be most common. And Hennessy Halldórsson is like we're being cheap and trying to save 0.5. But Hennessy Hart feels like probably, in my opinion, the best combo. Hennessy.
Yeah, like we're
is
banking
just,
on Hennessy doing the job. Like I don't want to come down to having to use Halldórsson.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, like, no question that Hennessy is the best five to own just because of the matchup. Not that he's good. He's not a good goalie. But Wales should just dominate, and Northern Ireland suck and aren't really threatening. So, yeah, I think Hennessy will be really, really popular for this wild card. And then, yeah, like, Nate, you have Hart. I like that a lot. We might even triple England defense, probably at least a double England defense, but it's hard with goalies because it seems like all the fives you kind of like, well, the 4.5s are bad and like probably going to not keep clean sheets or do anything good because of the matchups. And then a lot of the fives play on the same day and it's kind of shady. And it's like, unless you're going premium with the big guys, I feel like everyone's going to be like Hennessy plus one.
Yep. You nailed it. There aren't any good cheap options really.
There's no 4.5 that you can count on at all.
And especially with scheduling. Yeah, like
exactly,
the first day has some options and then the rest, like it's big teams. France, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Spain, England are your good,
yeah, you're right,
good options. And they're all
That was an issue that I came
5.5 plus.
That came up with me and my tinkering is that like I want McGovern and Hennessy, but they're playing each other, so you can't.
No. And then everyone else is. And McGovern's expensive. Good. I really don't see them keeping Wales out.
Me neither. They're but like as far as 4.5s go, the other option is like Kozacic versus Germany.
Yeah, that's
you know. So like at least McGovern will get like 6 saves and has an outside chance at a clean, whereas he just has 0 chances at a clean.
I want Gabor.
Oh my! I just want him for his fucking
just
photo,
like,
but
I don't think it's a good idea. But I just
I want him to.
I mean, Belgium kind of suck. It's not like the worst.
Why are we going to get Halldorsen? Might as well just get Kuraly.
I think he has a better chance at a clean sheet than Halldorsen against England.
Well, I don't know. England debatable. Have been shit going forward. They've been really bad attacking.
Who are they starting? I mean, we'll get to that, but I don't know who they're going to start.
No one knows.
I just have no clue.
None of them have scored. Well, how many goals does England have?
They have Sturridge.
They have the Dyer free kick.
Dyer,
and then
Sturridge,
they have
Vardy.
The Vardy, like, weird, almost offsides, and then the Sturridge, like, 93rd-minute winner. I don't know. It's so, like, they keep creating so many chances and just can't hit. I don't know.
I think Hungary is better than Iceland. And that weighs the difference.
Yeah, they are. And I wish it was a picture of sweatpants, though, and not a picture of his actual face.
I like his face. It's fine.
It's a fine face, but that's not what I'm in it for.
He's so good. His little fake
and his
kick
fucking
out
fake
thing.
Shot. Ugh. Yeah, it's like unreal.
I didn't talk about that for long enough in the text thread, but I laughed out loud at that like cackle.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. His FIFA 17 like ball control and skill moves are just like 99 five star. Like no question. Yeah. Like he's a god.
Ugh.
Anyway. Okay, so yeah, goalies are kind of sketch. I don't know. There's some good clean sheet shouts. Like, it's good to kind of use gambling odds in your favor, I feel like, in these. We're just looking at teams who are, like, the most likely to go through, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though we all know the lopsided matchups, it's kind of helpful. All right, what defenders do you have, guest?
I've got Hector, Dyer, Rami, Chester, and Munir, you know, the cheap Belgian dude.
Munier.
If he's French, it's Munier. If he's like the other side of the country, it's probably Munir.
It makes me want to say Munir because of the Barca dude, but it's got to be a little fancier than that.
I pretty much have the same. I mean, I have Hector, Rami, Dyer, Chester. Did you say of Chester?
Yeah, Chester.
Yeah, Chester A. Arthur. And I wanted Neil Taylor because he's so much better going forward on Wales, but just saving that 0.5 ended up what we needed. And then we also have Walker.
Yeah, I had Naylor
right
at first, but same deal. I needed that 0.5 just to upgrade elsewhere.
Yeah, we have Dyer and Walker as of right now. They just seem like such fucking good value. Mm-hmm. And Walker at 4.9 and Dyer at 5.1 against Iceland. It's just like, that's like as nailed a clean as you're going to get because Iceland are just conceding the most possession of any team in the tournament. Like, it's really going to be 80% possession for England. And, you know, that just ups your chance of a clean so much.
True. I have both of them as well.
I'm kind of curious about the betting odds on England to keep a clean because I can't help but think that England are going to fuck it. Like, they're going to give up a penalty or, like,
It feels that way. Yeah.
It feels so risky to double up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel you. That's just, like, the question is that just, like, English people's own pessimisms creeping into our head or is that real? It's really hard to differentiate.
Well, luckily you don't have to use both of them because it's last day.
Yeah, that's true. So you might end up only using one, or even
one clean out of your rest of your guys. Yeah, just use Walker, whatever, pick one.
Right.
But
Nate, who do you have?
Yeah, I have Walker and Dyer. I have Chester, Rami, and I have Guerrero in, who I've been wanting this whole time. But
yeah,
I'm not 100% on it because he's kind of hurt, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, he has
serious.
A knock, and it's not a good matchup by any stretch.
No, it's not. But he's good,
and I don't think they've even kept it clean, have they? Portugal's defense has been kind of bad, so I don't know. That's one to look at if you want to.
No, they did against Austria, but Austria sucks. They gave up a goal against Iceland. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave up a goal against us.
No, obviously one
and
I don't feel
goals
great
against
about.
Hungary.
but I mean, I did this pretty quickly. He's just like
it's
a guy I wanted.
It seems like we're all like on the same page. It's going to be I know Walsh and I texted a bit about this, but like teams this week are going to be really, really template because everyone has the exact same budget, is on the same wild card, and the matches are so lopsided that everyone's going to pretty much load up on the same teams. You know, like there are going to be plenty of guys with like over 50% ownership of active teams, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Hector's included in that. Probably Dyer's included in that.
I have right now, which is a little.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, dude. Why?
No good reason. Just money, I guess. I don't love Hector. I wish Kimmich was classed as a defender.
Then I'd have him in right away. Have him if he were. Yeah.
I may figure out a way to get Hector in, but. It's just about money right now. They're all really expensive.
Yeah, I feel like after that England-Slovakia game, if there's one thing that like we learned from Slovakia is that like if the other team doesn't play into Slovakia's hands, they can be dominated. Mm. Like Slovakia had no chances in that entire game except for like one kind of Chris Smalling mistake, and that was it. You know, and like Germany is just so much better than England. They're just going to fucking dominate that, I think.
They kind of got it together later.
Wow, I just legitimately, I legit forgot that Smalling's first name is Chris. Like when you said it, I was like, oh, you mean Mike Smalling?
Mike Smalling. Yeah, it's basically his name. But yeah, I don't know. I like those. I like all those picks. It's weird. It's like such a short amount of time, and like I said, everyone on the same budget. It's a weird feeling to have like the same teams. Like so far, all three of us like almost have the same teams, bar like two players. But I like it. What are the other? Are there any other big cleans that you guys want to like? Belgium against Hungary. It looks.
I honestly don't know that.
Yeah, it looks better on paper than it does when you really think about it. Like Hungary have been scoring a ton of goals.
They've been defying expectation like every match. So I,
nobody's
my mind
talking
still
about
says
it.
Like, oh, it's Hungary, but really, like they're in form, relatively speaking.
Yeah, they're really in form.
Yeah, they're killing it.
And then I like France; they're good for a clean. That's why we all have Rami. Italy, Spain. I'm pretty much staying away from in my entire.
Yeah,
team.
Me too. For the most part.
And what about Poland? Yeah. I think Poland's good value for defenders.
Yeah.
It's like Swiss attack has been the
most toothless
thing.
Yeah, I think Switzerland looks like shit.
Yeah, like they have like some good players, but going forward they're so bad.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Yeah, Poland has some good defenders to take advantage of. I like that guy Pazdan. He's like the miniature Skrtel.
Aside from guys we have, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Wales is a good bet.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, we all have them. All right, yeah, let's move on to mids.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's so straightforward. Like, that's why it's such a weird pod and such a weird...
You know, Germany.
Such a weird
England,
time to be alive. Yeah, Wales, it's like every... Right. Like, defenders, mids, forwards, it's like all the same teams that we're picking from, basically, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Spain, Italy, it might be okay to pick one defender if, like... You really need to think ahead. If you're not going to use your wild card next week,
Spain.
And you want one for the future. Yeah, I could see a Spain. I just imagine it's going to be 1-0 Spain.
Yeah, that's probably
having
what
a Spanish defender would be nice. Yeah,
yeah. It just doesn't. Yeah, like you said, I guess if you're not on wild card, maybe Spain could go far, but it doesn't feel like good value to me. Like getting someone who's like who's their cheapest nil defender. I guess Juan Fran.
Yeah.
Yeah, where like five and a half.
Yeah, 5.5. Like I'm getting Hector, or like for cheaper, I'd rather have every one of the defenders I have, like two English defenders, a French defender, and Wales defender, just because of the matchups, you know. But then again, like as you said, like we're all gonna wild card next week, so for me, it's not even a concern who teams are playing next. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been pretty good defensively. They don't look super convincing, but they've only given up one goal.
You're Spain?
Spain, yeah.
Well, they got done by Croatia, though.
Right, two goals, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
About two other clean sheets.
Yeah, two cleans and then two goals and the one, like, competitive match. I just don't know. People have been underrating Italy this whole time. It's like, I don't know. They're good.
Well, they were underrating Italy, and now I think they're overrating.
Oh, interesting. Nice change. Let's do midfielders. I think we probably, all three of us probably have KDB and Payet.
Yep.
That's it. Those two are going to be like fucking ridiculously high owned, and as they should be. I think those are both great picks. The other three guys that we have right now are Ozil, Perisic, and Ramsey. What about you guys?
That's nice.
Same exact ones for me.
Wow. And Nate?
I have Kroos, Fabregas, and Perisic.
Oh, Fab.
Yeah, I kept him. I liked him last game a lot. He looked really good. And he was pretty much involved in everything.
Yeah, that assist and everything. Yeah, that was good stuff.
He could have had a goal, too. He looked great.
Yeah, Kroos versus Ozil is interesting. Where do you guys stand on that?
Significantly cheaper. And most completed passes, shoots a lot. I trust him more to score a goal than Ozil.
Yeah, Ozil's just so much further forward is really the end goal for me. It's like, I mean, again, like it's 1.5 million. I don't know if it's worth it. We managed to fit him in, but if you're strapped on money, that's a totally great way to make money is to go Ozil down to Kroos, but. Just picking between two, I'd probably pick Ozil.
But if you imagine what that game is going to be like, they're probably going to be pretty close to each other for most of the game.
Yeah, that's true. Just a parked bus.
They're just going to be like next to each other.
No, it's a tough one.
And maybe Kroos in that case is the guy making late runs.
Late runs. And also just like it seems like he's on the majority of frees and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they split it, I think.
Oh, really?
He's the right footer, I guess.
Yeah, whenever I watch, I feel like Kroos is on more of them, but I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough call. We went Ozil, but I totally feel you on Kroos.
Yeah. Well, any shooting range free kicks, yeah.
Yeah.
I rate him equally on, like, chance of returning points. So, like, on value, I'd say Kroos wins, but I went with Ozil because I felt bad that I didn't have him for the group stage, and I really just like him, so it's just for fun for me.
Oh, wow. But you think even on points?
I think, like you said, in this next match against Slovakia, like, I feel like they both have pretty much an equal probability of assisting or scoring, so just because of the way the game's going to play out, I guess.
Yeah, you think it's like an Arsenal conundrum in FPL when, like, they just have so many midfielders that could just, like, well, not Arsenal of last year, but Arsenal of the past, like where they have like Ramsey, Santi, or Ozil are all equal shout.
It could come
scoring
from anywhere.
Yeah, it could come from anywhere.
I mean, if this was FPL and this was like a whole season, I would go with Ozil.
Just this one game.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are probably right on that. So maybe I'll downgrade Ozil or Kroos. I'll talk to Walsh about it. I miss Walsh. Where's Walsh?
I'm
sitting
Walsh.
In a house with, like, no internet.
That's what I'm imagining.
He's just, freaking out.
In the dark, like, playing, like, a board game or, like, reading. Fucking nerd. He's probably playing Magic cards, honestly. He is a fucking nerd. All right.
Wow.
What?
Truth comes out.
What? I could call him that.
All of your gripes.
Does he really play Magic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
Dude, the respect is just through the roof right now.
Hardcore Magic. Dude, like, yeah, people were freaking out when I tweeted that I used to be a professional Counter-Strike player with Stu Holden. Everyone was like, what? Like, we need to hear about that. But yeah, like, while I was doing that, Walsh was like cleaning up Magic card tournaments in New York City.
Dude, that is so mage. I can't believe that. Oh
my God. Yeah, dude.
I knew you were a legend. I didn't know Walsh was, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. We're, like, pretty much the same in a lot of weird ways. Yeah, that's why he's so good at fantasy, dude. It's just a strategy game. You just build a deck and then play your hand. Same shit. But what are some other midfielders that you guys liked? I mean, like, Ramsey, for me, is a hot topic because, well, he was so bad in the first two games, just, like, fucking up every chance he got, and then he really came through against Russia. But the way that I looked at it is Northern Ireland are, I feel like, the worst team left in the tournament. I was looking at their defensive stats. They have the most shots conceded in the box and the most big chances conceded as a defense. And Wales just proved that they can, like, beat a parked bus against Russia. And I just feel like having doubling up on Ramsey and Bale, like Walsh and I have, is just, like, yeah, it's just so good. It's such a good opportunity to be able to do that. And then with a wild card next week, we don't have to worry about Wales being underdogs against someone else.
Yeah, those Northern Ireland defensive stats, I didn't know about, but those are pretty massive because in Ramsey you've got the midfielder with the most chances, period. Mm-hmm. And with Bale you got the forward with the second most chances after Ronaldo, so, or shots rather. So like the stats pretty much make the case for doubling.
Yeah,
that,
I mean it's like they're not just the worst tournament in terms of those stats that I just said among the teams left, they're worst among all the teams that played. So, like, worse than, like, Ukraine or Turkey or fucking Romania or whatever, you know? Northern Ireland were the worst in both of those, which is just, like, you're asking for it. You know, like, there's only so long that those stats can keep going and you not just concede four fucking goals and get rocked, you know?
Could totally see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, doubling up on them for us was pretty automatic. It was, like, I feel like one of the first moves that we made. Mm.
I like Błaszczykowski.
Yeah.
On Poland.
That was a nice goal.
I was I've always liked to bring him in rather than Ramsey.
He kind of proved it last game. He was great.
Yeah, that goal was really nice.
And David Silva also, if you're going to go Spain, he was just so...
Yeah, he's so expensive, though.
He is, but he was so fucking good.
I was wondering, like...
ran the show.
Do you guys... Would you guys consider, like, Ali or Lallana?
No.
Just because of the matchup... Yeah.
Mm.
And we just had, Walsh and I just had like a bad 3-game stretch with Ali. And Lallana hasn't, like, I feel like he hasn't hit the target yet this tournament.
Yeah.
He's been so off on all the shots. But
they've both been pretty off.
I just wish there was a way to get like an English attacker against Iceland. Like, they don't even have a clean sheet, Iceland. But there just isn't. There's like no one to get. There's no.
You're not going to. Yeah, risk
like,
a striker spot.
The England players are good players, but they're just not coming through like in the matches.
Yeah, they're not like a good team. Yeah, I wish they were just more free flowing. I wish there was a striker that we could trust that we knew was going to start, but there just isn't.
Well, it's because of Roy. We just don't know what he's going to do.
Fucking Roy, dude. God damn
like,
it.
I literally have no idea. Is he going to start Ali? He may not even start Ali. Could start Jack.
Yeah.
Because him and Henderson were good. But like, we just have no idea.
Yeah. Were there any other like kind of sleeper-ish mids that you guys were considering?
I mean, on Belgium, like KDB, you know, in real life looks great, but like Hazard is 0.5 cheaper and he's the type of player that could have a shitty game and then like in the 85th minute just dribbles past four defenders and scores a goal.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of not a bad idea to grab him rather than KDB if you need the 0.5.
Yeah, no, that's a tricky one for me too. I mean, KDB is leading the world in like all kinds of stats, and he definitely like pulls the strings more for the Belgian side. But as you said, like if I was gonna pick one of the two of them to just like explode and have a brace, like it's got to be Hazard, no question. And so you're going with the higher upside if you go Hazard, but KDB just feels so safe to me to get points against the Hungary side that concedes a lot of goals.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I like Coman a lot, but I'm not sure he's starting either.
Yeah, we don't know he's starting.
He's good value there.
The first game before we have to submit is Switzerland-Poland, and I don't know. I haven't really considered anyone except a Polish defender out of those teams, so we won't get to like take advantage of any lineup stuff, really,
yeah,
which sucks. I mean,
also, I think on Croatia also, like we all have Perisic cause he treated us so well in the group stage,
but
Rakitic looks good and he's clearly turning up for the big occasion.
I gotta say, like, he's so good. Like, I always knew he was good, but he's impressed me so much because, you know, like, it's really hard to evaluate his position when you're playing with Messi, Neymar, and Suarez in front of you, you know? Like, it's almost like for Barcelona, anything he chips in with is like, great, thanks, dude, like, that was cool. But
yeah, and on Barcelona, yeah. his sort of job is to, like, allow the attackers to attack.
That's what I mean,
like,
yeah.
Take care of business in midfield.
Right, exactly. And now he's just, as, like, the main man, the number 10, like, he's just shining. He looks so fucking good. I love him. He's good, man.
He's class.
Yeah.
But Perisic is just so clearly the main
man. Oh, my God. I fucking love Perisic. I'll never not have him again.
Oh, yeah. After watching that last game, I was just like, he was instant in my team.
He's so good.
He hasn't been.
When is a big amazing. Team going to buy him? He's like on Inter or something? Like,
yeah, he had like a shit year at Inter last year.
Like,
and before that, he was at Wolfsburg.
Some big team needs to buy him immediately. He's just so
I'm sure he's
class.
Getting himself, buying himself a transfer.
Right yeah, now. He must be, right?
Yeah. Some people are probably considering Dude Jack.
Oh, on Hungary?
Yeah.
Dude Jack. Who said that again?
Dude
was
Jack.
That Philippe?
Yeah.
Dude Jack is amazing.
Dude Jack.
Yeah, that's the only way to pronounce it, though. Who the fuck knows what all those letters and symbols?
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. The thing I would say is, because I watched that game all the way through, both of his goals were just complete luck.
Deflected. Bullshit goals.
He just fucking hit it as hard as he could, and it hit someone and went in.
Yeah, and like that, you did a job. Good
took,
on you.
He takes shots. That's good.
You took a shot. You hit it hard. But like,
he's 6'6", which is nice. So maybe as your fifth guy, it's not so bad. But.
Yeah, a little cheaper guy.
Yeah. If you're going really expensive, you're like really stocking up.
Yeah. It's interesting. All right. And then let's round it out with forwards. All right. I have Bale, Mueller. So we didn't change those. I'm carrying them over from the group stage. And then Nani is right now our third striker. What about you guys?
Bale and Mueller for me. I kept Mueller. I brought in Bale just now. And Milkman.
Milkman.
Wow.
Love him.
I have Bale, Morata, and Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, he won you back, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
you wanted to fucking stab him like 5 days ago. You were like, I can't believe I have
back.
This fucking dick face on my team.
No,
like,
and now he's just like on a fucking rampage.
Yeah, no, I mean, he is.
They may concede four to Croatia. He's still going to have a brace.
Yeah, he's the X factor, 100%. Like, it's scary not owning him, and I can't really say that about any other player.
And that's just like, those are my impressions from the last two weeks of games. It was just, those three were instantly in my team. Morata looked amazing.
Yeah, I just don't want him against Italy.
I just think they're
going in hard on Spain.
Oh, I just have two. I have Fab and Morata.
Okay, never mind. I thought you had a defender too. Yeah, you're right.
No, I don't have a defender there. Well, even though that's the more reasonable position, but. But they just looked amazing, and I think they're going to break down Italy.
Yeah.
And Morata knows those guys.
I mean, he's like the most informed guy.
He's playing against his teammates, too, so if anybody knows what to do.
Yeah, it's true. All his Juve friends.
Yeah. Ex-friends.
Yeah, ex-friends, too soon. But, Mueller's a controversial pick because, like, he didn't come through. He scored no goals in the group stage. But all it took for me was just watching that one game with Gomez, their last game. And he was just... Mueller was just the fucking best thing on earth. Once they had a striker,
Once they had an out-and-out striker, he just was able to find those pockets of space.
Oh, I'm going to fucking stab you. Stop speaking. Wait, what was the new one? There's a new one. God damn it.
What? Well, fizzing the ball is old. What's the new one?
That's old. I can't remember the new one. I was texting with Walsh about it. It was Donovan, the Donovan thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Donovan. Goals change games. So good, dude. Legendary quote. I love that quote.
He was on point before that.
But let me tell you something, though. Goals change games. It's just like, holy shit, dude. Yeah, no, Murata's a shout. We went Nani, which I'm sure we'll be tinkering more tomorrow, etc. But Nani's been amazing. And, like, in a team without Ronaldo, I feel like Nani could maybe be on the end of one of his assists, like he was earlier in group stage, or assist one of Ronaldo's goals. His role
is definitely attractive, as he's the further forward. Like, Ronaldo's definitely moving around, dropping deep and making plays. But Nani is also just not as good.
Oh, of course he's not as good.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's always a shout for a card or something.
He had a really good group stage.
He does. Like he's also horrible. Like, when he ever has to go defend a set piece or anything, like, he's a shout for a yellow or a handball. Like,
who, anything. Nani?
Nani, yeah.
I mean, he's a shout for a red card all the time.
Or an own goal. Like,
he's such a little fucking
potentially
prick.
Had an own goal last game.
Yeah, he's such a prick.
He just doesn't...
He's the player with, like, the greatest dynamic range. Like, he could be really good or just the actual worst player.
I wouldn't surprise if he scored, like, an own goal, a brace, and then got sent off.
the Nani hat trick. Like, that's a Nani hat trick.
Completely normal. I'd be like, okay.
Goal, own goal, and sent off. That's not really Nani. That's more of like a Shelby. That's a Shelby hat trick.
That is the Shelby, yeah.
Yeah, goal, own goal, sent off, yeah.
The Skirtle also.
Yeah, true. Very true. I like the... Do you guys know who Gordie Howe is, the hockey legend?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he
just... I just know the name. What's his deal?
He just died. Well, he has two amazing things about him. We're way off topic, but it's genius. First thing is that players didn't have to wear helmets back in the day. And he's old school. And that rule got grandfathered into the league. And Gordie Howe played till he was like 55 years old. So he was this fucking 50-year-old gray-haired man without a helmet on. And every other single player in the league was mandatory wearing a helmet. And he was just like...
That was in like the late 80s, right?
Beating the shit out of people and stuff. Yeah.
What a legend.
But the reason I bring him up is because there is a thing called the Gordie Howe hat trick, which is a goal, an assist, and a fight. So
that seems really doable.
Oh yeah, and he's good at them. Yeah. What other forwards are we looking at? I mean, wait. Who do you have guessed? Did you already say
Bale? Yeah. Bale, Mueller, and Milkman.
Oh, I thought you had Lukaku for some reason.
I did earlier today, but I switched
you've been
him
tinkering,
out.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lukaku's interesting.
I like Lukaku.
I kind of don't. As much, I would like. I personally would take Nani over Lukaku.
The only reason that I'm hesitant on Lukaku is because he could get subbed off on 60 in any game because they have like Origi and Benteke.
He went to the 85th or something last game, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was really, really good last game, even though he didn't get the goal, which is why I kind of do like it. Like, it feels like he's in form and in a good mood. But I don't know. I'm curious. Why don't you like it, Nate?
Lukaku, just from watching him. I mean, I just don't really trust him to finish off the opportunities. For some, even though, like, I probably trust Nani the same amount, but there's a big difference in price there. But, like,
There is.
Watching him compared to Morata or Bale or Ronaldo, obviously, it's just, like, not even close.
No, he's known for
he
his
did.
Fucking...
He looked good last game. He was playing hard, really physical. But like, when he has the ball, like one on one, I just don't trust him yet. You know, he could have a big game against a fucking brick wall.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
touch.
Sometimes, but like, that's the problem is you can't trust it.
Yeah,
if he's confident in playing well, his touch is great, and he finishes everything. But like, game to game, he's all over the place.
Totally. Yeah,
I have this general doubt over Belgium.
Me too.
Like, they're, you know, the good players, like, Wilmots is a shit manager, and you just don't know. Like, they can lose any game. Like, it's never a guarantee, regardless of who they're playing. They could just fuck it.
Yeah. Why is Vermaelen...
They're very unproven, back?
Why is Vertonghen at left back and Vermaelen's at center back? Why was he going to play Denayer as center back?
So
like,
weird.
What the fuck
just
is he doing?
So
do?
Weird.
Like, yeah, Alderweireld.
Try that again. What was
Alderweireld.
Nice. Wait, Toads. Say it in your movie voice.
Alderweireld.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
I have no idea how to say his name. Tobes and Vert. Like, why would you not play them together? It's almost like he's just being a dick about it.
Yeah.
Just like, that's the obvious choice. I don't want to
make a statement. Yeah, he wants to like put his foot down and
be like, I don't
want
to copy Pochettino. This is my team. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. This is how I run my team.
He must have like a really good severance package that he's trying to get.
Yeah. some other strikers that I think are going a little under the radar, like Griezmann, who before the tournament started, the nailed on, like, 20 plus goal scorer, like, best attacker on France. And now no one's talking about him because, I don't know. I mean, he only had one goal, but he got dropped that other game.
Yeah, like, is it Payet crazy?
Has all the headlines. Yeah. It's like,
is it stupid that none of us are talking about him?
I mean, the thing with Payet that makes it so like overwhelmingly massive to have him is like he really actually is involved in everything. Like, it's kind of hard to imagine a France goal that he's not like setting up, whether it's on a free or a cross or a through ball or scoring himself. Like, that's how good form he is. So I don't know. That's kind of why we don't have him, you know?
I think Pogba's going to come back into the team. And in that last game, he started looking better.
He looked incredible in that last
game. When they have their full lineup, when it's, you know, not fucking Gignac.
Yeah.
And it's like Pogba and Paya together. I think they're going to do things.
Yeah. And then Gomez
also. Yeah,
exactly. Gomez is like, he's the nice, cheap, differential German guy you get if you don't want Müller. Yeah.
Do you think Gomez starts from here on out?
Yeah.
I
mean, at least this next one, for sure. I mean, if, you know, it's game by game for them because they're so stacked, but for sure he'll start against Slovakia because they were just so much better as a team.
It's insane that we're not talking about Lewandowski.
I know, but he's been that bad. And like
the thing is, I don't know that he's been bad. I guess he's missed a couple chances, but
yeah, he missed.
It's just like on that team,
yeah,
he just gets surrounded.
Yeah,
and he's doing a job for them. He's just like making runs and moving defenders around.
Yeah, I mean Milik is the guy to own.
Milkman scores. Yeah,
yeah, he's like,
it's just crazy that he can't figure out a way around it. I guess he's not that kind of player. He's not like super pacey or anything.
And I mean, he's on fucking Bayern. Like, he's like, well, you know, he's used to getting like so much more space and getting delivered by world-class talents, and now he's just like
I mean, he was the main threat on Dortmund, but
yeah,
they played a totally different type of game.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's, I thought that our Zlatan pick, Walsh and I's Zlatan pick in the group stage was the worst pick, but anyone who had Lewandowski was just nightmare, way worse. But yeah, I mean, that's the majority of the strikers that we considered. I don't know, is there anyone else that you guys were looking at?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I would always consider Sturridge, but...
What about like Nolito?
I like Nolito a lot, but I wouldn't pick him over Morata. Yeah. But he's 6.0.
He's so cheap.
If you need to stock up on
other places,
he
could be an enabler. Like if you're trying
for sure. I feel like he's close to Morata.
Yeah,
I almost considered just keeping him. I had him for last week.
Yeah, he creates so many chances. Yeah. Like he's obviously not the same goal threat, but he's just like
he's almost there.
He's much.
He's in the box a lot.
Yeah, he's in the. He lives in the box. Yeah,
yeah.
I just looked up this stat just to make sure I had it right. Just going back to Lewandowski for a second. The dude has 4 shots total in the 3 matches.
Ah, that is just shocker.
Yeah, he's just getting like triple teamed every day.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ronaldo has 30.
Yeah.
And Bale has 17. You know, it's like these other top guys. Mm-hmm. Müller hit the bar twice last game. Like, they're just like, how could you get Lewandowski over one of those guys?
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah. I don't know. Griezmann, I hadn't really considered until we potted, but he might be a sneaky little tit.
I know.
Hmm.
I see, still good, but
you wouldn't captain him over Müller, though. That's a huge.
I think they play similar roles.
But on day 2, would you captain Griezmann over Müller? I can't see it. And that hurts the value. Like, it's hard to get a 10.0 guy that you're not going to captain.
I mean, I like playing against Ireland defense over Slovakia, but...
Yeah.
Not enough, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well,
it's stupid because they're both really fucking good, so it should be a wash, but it's just not in this tournament for some reason.
Well, yeah, and Griezmann is kind of out wide, even though he has the freedom to get in the box. It just matters in terms of
we'll see, honestly. It's hard to say how they're going to play.
He could easily start down the middle.
If they go
games.
With... I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. If they go with Conte, Pogba, Payet in midfield...
Yeah.
I hope they don't play fucking Matuidi again. But actually, if they do play Matuidi and then play Payet as like a roaming left mid, then basically Griezmann's going to turn into the second striker.
Yeah.
They're going to kind of alter into like a 4-4-2.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Which I kind of like with Pogba going out wide a bit.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I love how versatile their players are. I love the
If they do that, they can go between 4-3-3, 4-4-2, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Griezmann
then
is
you'd
like
get
this
like,
weird free roll.
You'd get like Ozil and Kroos and ditch Payet and then just change like Müller to Griezmann, something like that.
Oh, I don't know if you ditch Payet in any setup.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have him, and actually worked out okay, but it is risky. But
worked out okay because of the third week.
Yeah, that's true.
It was less risky in the group stage. Now that there's
now
less matches.
Now that he's 100% nailed. Yeah. No, it's probably dumb to not have Payet. I'm looking at his ownership percentage is 77.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that's only because if every team was active, like there's so many dead teams, you know? If every team was active, his ownership percentage would be over 80.
Do you think there are as many dead teams?
What?
It's only been 3 weeks. Do you think there's as many dead teams?
I mean, even if there's like 100,000 out of 1.3 million that don't have him in because they're not checking, you know, that's percentage points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, all right. I feel like we went through it all and my head is spinning and I'm going to tinker more after this. But let's just go on to... Let's pick our captains because we kind of already did clean sheets. Let's pick your favorite captain from each day and then pretty much wrap it up, I think. So day one is Switzerland, Poland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Croatia, Portugal. Who are you guys capping?
Bale. Yeah, Bale. It's really tough because I want to cap Ronaldo.
I was about to say, you have Ronaldo. I feel like you have to cap Ronaldo.
Do I? Against Croatia?
And he just has the higher upside by far.
No, I think they both have hat-trick potential.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both taking nearly the same amount of shots.
When was the last time Bale scored a hat-trick?
The only reason Bale doesn't is because of his team.
And we're talking about Bale who scored
I don't know. I could see it.
I mean, he gets a lot of chances, but he's not like a clinical striker who scores 50 goals every year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's his highest ever goal scoring tally? It's probably like 20 versus like, you just can't compete with Cristiano's upside. He literally has unlimited upside.
It's almost better that they're playing Croatia because it's not going to be a bus.
It's not going to be a parked bus at all.
It's going to be a counterattack with him and fucking Quaresma or Mario or whoever, Nani.
Just
sprinting fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have Ronaldo, you cap Ronaldo.
And Croatia defense has not been that good.
Yeah, I wanted to look that up because...
I mean, just they haven't looked that good.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they've looked that good. Just the eye test.
Yeah, though they gave up 2 goals to Czech Republic, which is not ideal.
Yeah, maybe... God, if we could just tap into like their ultra support group to see if they're going to throw flares or not, we would know if we should captain Ronaldo or not.
Yeah.
It's like, are you going to throw like actual bombs on the field again? Because if yes, then I'm going to captain Ronaldo. If not, I don't know.
Well, maybe not, because maybe then they'll just get banned and Ronaldo won't get any points.
Yeah, that's true.
Auto 3-0 forfeit win.
Yeah, classic. Okay. Day two, France, Ireland, Germany, Slovakia, Hungary, Belgium. I mean, Mueller, you could go a Belgian guy against Hungary. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I'd probably go KDB.
KDB. But I think Mueller's the obvious one.
If you have
one.
Mueller, then Mueller, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Gomez if you have Gomez.
I'm sure a lot of people will cap Payet. Just with that ownership percentage, like if you don't have Mueller, you'll
probably
cap Payet.
I just don't want to with that ownership percentage.
Yeah, I mean.
I want the upside at this point.
Yeah, it's time to go. It's crazy this week because there's only 3 days of captaincy. So it's like, God, I really don't want to go into Monday without a good captain haul.
mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
Monday is weak.
Yeah, Monday is so tricky. It's just Italy, Spain, and England, Iceland. Like, who are you capping that day?
Morata. It's kind of why I have him.
I'm going to captain an English defender if it comes down to it. No joke. Walker. Like Kyle Walker.
Yeah. No, I have to. I'm going Dyer.
Yeah.
Walker or Dyer. I don't think Dyer scores another goal in this tournament.
Although, like, I was actually looking. His stats are, like, pretty fucking good.
Well, now they blew it. Now he's not going to take anymore. It's not a secret anymore.
No, but, like, he still shoots from distance, like, at least a couple times a game. And, like, Iceland are to be so part. It's kind of like the – I'm making the same comparison that you were making with, like, Kroos against the Park Bus. It's like Dyer's just going to keep creeping further and further forward. And, like, he might just end up taking 4 shots from 30 yards out and maybe he just dings one. I don't know.
He's just not as good as Kroos.
No, he's
so it's a tough comparison.
For sure not. But yeah, that pretty much rounds it up. Anything else that we didn't cover? Feels like such a weird pod.
Yeah, well, it's like an emergency pod with the.
It's kind of an emergency pod. Dog issues, and then it's
calling
like
calling us up off the bench.
Yeah, it's like wild card.
Yeah,
like
you subbed us in.
I literally subbed you guys in.
Walsh was giving you like a -1. He was like Ramos for me.
Yeah, Walsh was on. Walsh dude, got dropped by dog, and then I had to
picked up a knock in training.
Picked up a dog bite. Yeah, dog bite in training. Is fucking out for the fucking round of 16. Sub you guys in. Got a couple clean sheets.
Yeah, we, you know, I think we did a job.
You did a fucking job. Yeah, you guys are the fucking, what's that guy, the captain of Iceland, Dick Fuxen?
Gunnarsson.
Gunnarsson, dude.
I fucking love him.
You guys pulled a couple of Gunnarssons. You just did a job. Box to box, make
just tackles. Screams so much, it's great.
Yeah, I like
I don't know if he's good at anything else besides yelling at the fans.
Yeah,
great at that.
Yeah, I've watched Liverpool teams where there's no one talking, and that is an important trait.
Yeah. It's Flamini's best trait.
Yeah. Oh, Flam, Ledge.
Never stops talking or pointing.
Yeah, so let me see. Let me pull up a calendar real quick. Talk amongst yourselves. So we got the games Saturday, Sunday, Monday, then 2 days off before the quarters. So I guess Walsh and I, assuming he gets like his house repaired, will probably pod Monday night, before Monday night on our next wild card, if not Tuesday night for sure, before the quarters. But, yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for coming in.
Been glorious.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry we ran late, Nate, if you're late for your show.
It's okay. I don't care.
Okay. Check us out at FMLFPL.com. Follow on Twitter at FMLFPL. Email us at FMLFPL@gmail.com. Join the league. Like all our shit. Yeah, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Stitcher.
Acast. Yeah. All the usual.
Sports Social Podcast Network.